USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He had congressional leaders in yesterday to try to end the impasse, but President Trump is sticking to his call for $5 billion for a border wall, so the partial government shutdown is into day 13. The president saying after that cabinet meeting and subsequent meeting yesterday with Democratic and Republican leaders,
we want to finish it, we want to complete it, because you can't have a partial wall because people come through the area that's not built, but the areas that are built, nobody's getting through. You can't get through.
Former FBI Chief James Comey defending incoming Republican U.S. Senator Mitt Romney for his criticism of President Trump. Romney was criticized by many Republicans for an op-ed piece that said President Trump lacks character. Comey says on Twitter, Republicans attacked a senator for truthfully calling out President Trump for his lack of character. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
He appeared in many things, including Curb Your Enthusiasm and Ocean's 13, but Bob Einstein was known best as his alter ego, Super Dave Osborne. He's passed away at 76.
Hello, Michael. I'll see you in a minute.
I can't believe it.
How did you do it again?
That's Fuji.
Fuji?
But the going gets tough. The tough gets going.
Super Dave, America's greatest living daredevil. A man who doesn't know the meaning of the word fear.
Oh, my only hope is the land of my hand.
Or the word reckless. Or the word foolhardy. Ill-advised. And far too dangerous.
The bag. I missed it.
Also passing away, Daryl Dragon, who was half of the 70s musical duo The Captain and Tennille. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
We know you've heard this before, but the CDC says you need to take this seriously. It's warning people to take precautions against the flu, as flu season has officially begun, and it's really kicking in several U.S. states. The CDC says the dominant strain this year is the H1N1, the same flu virus that killed 50 million people in the pandemic of 1918. This year, it's still too early to tell if H1N1 will infect a majority of those who get the flu, but a CDC spokesperson says most flu activity so far this season has been driven by H1N1 infections. Well, turning to the skies now, as the first meteor shower of 2019 will be happening from late tonight into the early morning hours of tomorrow. Here's John Clemens with details.
The most ideal viewing conditions will appear across parts of the central to southwestern U.S., and because there will be a new moon, the sky will be darker. Dave Samuel of AccuWeather tells us more.
The shower does radiate from just below the handle of the Big Dipper. The problem is that doesn't rise until late in the evening, so after 10 or 11. It's directly overhead at 2 or 3 in the morning, so that would probably be the best time to check out the shower. You know, do what you can to stay warm out there. Because obviously January weather can be quite chilly.
I'm John Clemens.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.